Our first question on the show today is from Brother Ibrahim from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and he wants to know what was the tahiyyat of the Prophet ﷺ during his time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa la udwana illa ala al-zalimeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Awwaleen wa al-Akhireen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Praise be to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a sound hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me how to recite At-Tahiyyat, the Durood Sharif, the last part of the prayer, which is At-Tashahhud, before making taslim, as he used to teach me one of the chapters of the Quran. He gave him an extra care in teaching him At-Tashahhud. And it is called At-Tashahhud because the most important phase in this supplication is when you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abiduhu wa rasuluh. So he said, he took hold of my kaf, or hand or palm, between his two palms, and he taught me to say At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wat-tayyibat as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Up to that, this is the first part which we recite in the middle, tashahhud. And there is the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, which is collected by Imam al-Bukhari. In other forms, the Prophet ﷺ taught us the rest of At-Tashahhud, because this part of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's narration will be recited in the middle Tashahhud, in a prayer which consists of three or four rak'ahs, more than two. So it has a middle Tashahhud, this is what we recite. In the last tashahhud, we recite the previous part in addition to the following. We say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala ali Ibrahim. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, peace be upon him and them, as you did bless and cover with mercy Prophet Ibrahim and the family of Prophet Ibrahim. وبارك البركة is also a blessing. الصلاة from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mercy, and باركة is the blessing. And bless the family, bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you did bless the family of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. إنك حميد مجيد. Verily you are indeed all worthy of praise and glorification. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Then afterward, if it is the last tashahhud, it is recommended to supplicate with whatever supplication that you perfect. Normally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek refuge with him against four things. He used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat wa fitnatil masikh al-dajjal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabin fil nar wa azabin fil qabr. O Allah, I seek refuge with you against the trial of life and death, the trial of the grave, the trial of the false messiah, and أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر, and I seek refuge with you from the torment of the grave and the torment of the fire of hell. Amen.
Thank you, JazakAllah khair, Shaykh.